Monchard's been around for 40 years, probably around Dallas. It's a real estate law firm. They do other things, but real estate is the big deal. And boy, I tell you, if you're going to be a lawyer and in real estate, you want to be in North Texas right now, and in Texas in general, I would think. And they have a brand new CEO. Well, starting January 1st, 2025, David Caligato is going to become the CEO of Monchard, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be here, David.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been a very eventful year for us here.
Well, I would imagine you've had a long series of eventful years with the real estate business being what it is, and evidently no signs of a slowdown at all.
You know, real estate's been good for us. You know, you mentioned Monchard as having a strong real estate group, and you know, I've been head of the real estate group for the last 6-7 years. Had the honor to lead our real estate group, and frankly, you know, since 2010, we were in a real good real estate boom. 2023, we hit a little bit of a lull, but as far as we can tell, it looks like we're on the way back up. So, and then this year was just appointed as CEO. So I'm taking my platform up from just the real estate section to the rest of it.
You know, I mean, look at the roots of this, and I know you weren't there then when this was founded 40 years ago in 1985. But considering what the real estate market looked like in this state in the 1980s, I can't think of a better time because everybody was going bust and the lawyers always get paid.
So we were lucky enough, right? So when the firm started, next year will be our 40th anniversary. And so, you know, these five young attorneys come over, start this firm, and then the 1986 Act happened, and it just changes the world. And what really happened was you have all these other law firms that existed that had all these conflicts with the SNL bus, and here comes a new law firm that was able to come in, step in, and you know, no conflicts, you know, it didn't exist before. And, you know, our two engines of the firm has been historically has been our bankruptcy group and our real estate group. And it's just been both those areas have been really strong for us. But really our largest group of our firm is our litigation group. And so mid-sized law firm, we've got a full service commercial litigation group that I'd put up to anybody here in the state.
You are across the state too, because I mean I think of you as a local, but you're in Austin and Houston. What are you, 150 attorneys or so?
So we're at 163 right now. We've got about 60 down in Houston, probably 10 in Austin, and everybody else is in Dallas.
So thinking back to the roots of this company back in the 80s, I mean, and that really was, I mean, you know, have no bridges that were burned and be fresh and show up on the scene. But I don't know. I mean, that was an enormous, massive balloon that burst. And I look around at I keep looking over my shoulder, but I look at what's going on in the real estate industry around here. And you know, it's not, it can't keep going like this forever. But I've been saying that for a decade.
Well, you know, the reality is people continue coming to Texas, right? We think of the country is different regions, different commercial regions. The reality is Texas is its own region, right? You got the Northeast region, you got the South Atlantic. Texas is its own, you know, economic region. And there's been all the, you know, refugees from the West Coast, from the East Coast, and they seem to continue coming to Texas. Why? I think we're business friendly. And why North Texas? More than just being business friendly, I think people are friendly. We are, you know, I think our business community really welcomes people into it. We're not as closed off even as other markets in our state. I think Dallas is a pretty wide open business, entrepreneurial area, and been great for our firm, great for the people in North Texas, I think.
So talk about you've got a different hat you're going to wear now. You're going to be an administrator and an arbitrator and it's a different job. But what about your profession? I mean, that's changed. The role of an attorney has changed, I would think, drastically. I mean, people used to engage attorneys, you know, for the ability to research and have access to great law libraries and look for precedent, and all that stuff is done by robots now. You can Google it.
it's kind of done by robots, right? The reality is the worst thing you can hear from somebody, hey, I Googled this. This is the answer. You know, what you're really looking from, you know, we're attorneys and counselors. And I think what it puts the premium on is the ability to be a great counselor. What clients are looking for, what we see the business community looking for, Dallas, they aren't just looking for a robot to churn through, you know, a simple algorithm. They want kind of perspective. They want judgment. And that's where we, you know, we can add something that you can't, you know, get out of a virtual law firm from, you know, California.
They're retaining your head as much as that. I mean, that is, and that's kind of what I've heard. So what do you look for in, you're still recruiting? I mean, it's like a fraternity house. You've got them coming through. So what do you look for now in a young attorney? What are the attributes?
You know, what you look for is the ability to build that relationship. You know, I think you see generational changes with each generation. Everybody has their different style. Each generation, you know, using sweeping generalizations, have different style. But one thing you see at the end of the day is that ability to connect with, you know, with your colleagues, that ability to connect with your client. That's the difference. We get hired. We're not getting hired by clients because we're Munch Hart. We're getting hired because I'm Phil Appenzeller. I'm David Coligado. I'm Ian Fairchild. Our relationships are personal relationships. They're genuine relationships. So when you meet these young associates or aspiring young associates, you look for that ability to connect, right? The pandemic changed the way the practice of law has worked tremendously. And there's this big push to remote work and, you know, kind of being able to do things like we're talking via Zoom. The reality is there is some things that need to be done side by side with somebody. We are in a collaborative business, right? The legal services business requires, you know, tangible, real relationships where I could walk down the hall and ask somebody, hey, what do you think about problem ABC? And that kind of organic development is important.
So it's still a good business? I mean, would you want your daughter, your son to grow up and be an attorney?
I want them to be an attorney if they want to be an attorney. So you have to understand what that means. There's an old cartoon, an old movie when my son was growing up, Marty the Zebra, and Marty the Zebra was going through, you know, existential crisis, and he threw out, well, maybe I'll go to law school. And I think law school's too expensive to do that now. I think there are a lot of people, when I went through law school wasn't the financial commitment it is today. You go to law school, you're giving up 3 years of your life, $250,000 worth of money on education, living expenses. You can't just jump into law school willy-nilly because it's a great education. Law school is a fantastic education, but it's a big financial commitment. So when I talk to young people, I want to understand, why do you want to go to law school? You have to have a really good reason for going to law school, because I just think it is a real financial and time commitment that maybe wasn't such the case when I was in law school.
Well, can you be a generalist, or do you have to narrow? I mean, you guys, I'm looking at your website, you're in bankruptcy, restructuring, construction, energy, environmental, finance, healthcare, hospitality, immigration, insurance. You can't do all of that stuff, can you?
You can't, but that's why you have good partners, right? And that's why, again, that relationship is really important. So what I like about our platform, the size of our firm, is I get to know my partners. I know what I've spent a lot of time since being appointed is meeting with every one of the attorneys. I know my real estate section like I know my family. They are my family. I've had the opportunity over the last 2 months of getting to, you know, get to know some of my other partners better. And that kind of, you know, genuine relationship makes it a lot easier. When I have friends, when I have colleagues who have a problem, I know I can call Greg Noshe if it's a litigation issue. I can go to Chris Spear if there's a tax issue, because I really know kind of what they do.
Right.
And so I can't do everything, but my firm can handle a lot of the commercial issues that are there. And I have real relationships with my partners who have the same kind of value of client service that, you know, I have.
Well, it's clear from talking to you that you enjoy your business. And so I know you're good at it, and you're going to be a great CEO. David Conegato is the brand new, well, soon to be the brand new CEO of Munch Heart. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. It was great meeting you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.